caterers gave away hundreds of hot dogs and slices of pie today in Rice Park at a party hosted by St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman to thank volunteers who gathered signatures for a public vote on a ballpark. The referendum would ask St. Paul residents if they want to tax themselves and visitors by raising the sales tax up to 0.5% to cover the city's third of building an open-air stadium for the Twins. Under the mayor's plan, the state would chip in a third and so would the baseball team. Signature gatherer Ruth Blackman, an avid 71-year-old baseball fan, says she'd love to see baseball in St. Paul because it's where she lives and she hates the Metrodome. She estimates she gathered nearly 1,000 of the 10,000 signatures volunteers collected, and she says those who signed had mixed feelings.
I think it was kind of 50-50. They wanted to get it on there so they could vote no. Other people were very enthusiastic about wanting to sign to have baseball.
Actually, Mayor Coleman says polls show public opinion in St. Paul running 70-80% against public financing for the stadium. He says it'll be a tough sell to turn that around in 4 months. He says he needed a commitment from Twins owners that they would not use St. Paul to get a higher bid from Minneapolis.
To fight this uphill fight, we need a very clear commitment that if the people of St. Paul say yes, that this is going to mean something, that this is not a matter of being used as a shill or a bargaining chip to increase the ante from anywhere else.
However, while the letter from the Twins appears to put Minneapolis efforts on the back burner for now, it doesn't rule them out, and neither did Twins spokesman Dave St. Peter when he tried to explain today's agreement.
Well, at this time, it means that we're committing to work with St. Paul. And clearly, the number one priority being trying to keep baseball in Minnesota. And the decision was made today that that was probably the best route for us to go in order to meet those objectives.
A statement released by Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sales Belton says she will continue to work tirelessly to keep the Twins in Minneapolis, which she says is a better market for the team. And Minneapolis City Council member Joan Campbell says just because the Twins say they'll look at St. Paul only for the next 4 months doesn't mean Minneapolis is dead. Far from it, says Campbell, because the legislature is unlikely to contribute state money to a stadium.
We will continue to develop a finance plan, which we believe will be far more responsible than going back to the legislature and asking for $100 million. We've been there, done that, and we think a local solution to this issue is far more likely.
The legislature would also have to approve the half-cent sales tax in Hennepin County that Campbell and Mayor Sales Belton have proposed. Mayor Coleman says he and the Twins are to iron out a more formal agreement over the next month. I'm Eric Jansen, Minnesota Public Radio.